Jesus. 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 There's strength in that name. There's joy in that name. There's peace in that name. Jesus. You heard the scripture read earlier, and I was prepared to bring that message, and God asked me to bring a message that I brought before. Barb's going to say, oh no, not that one again. But there's somebody who needs to know where they are and needs to recognize that this situation is not out of God's control. Somebody who finds they're in the middle of something they can't handle, don't know if there is a way out. I'm here to let you know that God is the way out. I'd like for you to turn your attention, if you would, to Exodus, the 14th chapter. And we'll read just a little bit of that, beginning with the 10th verse. And I believe as we get here, we kind of know some background. Pharaoh had finally let the people go, but he was not happy about it. As a matter of fact, the more he thought about it, the angrier he got. He felt like somehow the children of Israel had really pulled one over on him. And he decided he was going to go after them. Mm-hmm. Beginning with that 10th verse, it says, "And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, Because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not. Stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he shall show you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace." I want to let some folks know that though they're going through a difficult time, that God is still in control. You are just in the middle of a miracle. Amen. Somebody needs to know that that situation that they're in is not beyond God's control. There's somebody here right now who feels like it's gone further than it should have gone. And now there's no changing the path to where they're going, a path to destruction. But I want you to know that those children of Israel felt that same thing. And Moses had them to know that you just need to be still. Stand still. Keep quiet, I think is what he was really telling them. And see the salvation of the Lord. Let's look at this situation and where the children of Israel were. They had been released from bondage, and they had marched for a while, and they were all together. And I suppose they were probably doing some singing and praising, because they had been in Egypt for a long time. Some folks were still complaining. They felt like it was a long walk. They'd been walking a long time. Some folks would complain even during their blessings. They were free and they were out there, but somehow I'm sure there were some folks who thought, well, this could have been better than this. No, but it couldn't be better, because God was leading them, God was guiding them, God was bringing them through, God had brought them out. They had something to praise God about. But then it seemed as they turned around, they saw that those Egyptians who they had just been released from, Pharaoh, whose anger was boiling over, had sent his army out to destroy them, bring some of them back perhaps, but destroy all of those who were out there. Somehow he was angry and he was not going to just let everybody go. He was going to bring some back certainly to work, but most of those who were out there were going to find themselves in a battle that they could not win. Yeah. And as they went forward, they realized that the situation was really bad, because not only was the army behind them, but they had gotten to a point where they couldn't go forward much further. Because you see, they were there at the sea. The sea was ahead of them, and the Egyptians, angry Egyptians, noisy Egyptians, were behind them. They had a problem ahead of them, but they had problems behind them as well. So they kept moving toward the water. That's all they could do, continuing to move away from the Egyptians. They could have gone to the left or right, perhaps, you say. No, there were mountains on the side, and they couldn't possibly get over the mountains to get away from the Egyptians. They were in the middle of a real mess. They had a problem that was more than anybody who was among them thought could possibly be solved. Look at this. Now, there's water ahead. There's an angry army behind. There's no way to go to the left or the right. What can you do? Moses said, just be still. Be still, and you're going to see something today. Those Egyptians, those ones that are after you, those ones that want to kill you, those ones who want to at least take you back and make you continue to work for them, those Egyptians that you see back there, you see them now, but you won't see them anymore. God is going to bring us through this thing. God is going to take us out of this situation. God is able to get you through this. Somebody scratched their head, I'm sure, as Moses said that. Now, if we be still, the army is going to overtake us. But Moses did tell them that they needed to start moving forward. Water's still there. But he told them to move forward. And somehow God had shown him what to do. And he took his rod, and somehow the water spread apart. They were in the middle of something terrible. They didn't realize that somehow, as we need to realize, no matter what situation we find ourselves in, God has a solution. And God is able to bring us through and to bring us out. The most important time in any difficult situation is the time when you find you're at a point where there is no way out. Then you know it's got to be God. There's no way that I can possibly get through this. You know, God's the only one who can make this happen. There's no way that we can possibly avoid the death and the punishment that's behind us right now. Something's going to happen. What can we possibly do? You need to see what God does. You need to put it in God. That's what Moses said. We're going to put it in God's hand. We're going to just put this situation in God's hand. You're in the middle of a mess, but you're going to find that this mess is really the middle of a miracle. You see, we don't recognize what a miracle is until it comes to fruition. You see, we go through something, and we look back and see what God did and how God brought us through. We say, that was a miracle. We didn't realize we were in the middle of a miracle when we were in all that mess. All that stuff we were going through, it looked like it's just more than we can handle. It causes tears to come to our eyes. I can't handle this situation. It's pressing me down. I don't know what to do. I can't do anything but just cry and pray and hope. That's where they were. They were crying and praying and hoping and yelling at Moses, saying, why'd you bring us out here in the first place? They didn't think there was any way. Well, our situations are that way. The situations that we find ourselves in, we need to recognize, just as Moses did, and he wanted them to understand, you need to just be still and let God fight your battle. You need to recognize he knows where you are. He knows what the situation is, and he's powerful enough and loving enough to bring you through and to bring you out. Where you are right now, that situation that you're having in your home, it doesn't look like there's any way to change it. That situation that you're having on the job, those folks down the street that just won't leave you alone, all of those things, all of those problems, the problems with money, the problems with family, all the different problems that seem like there's something you can't possibly get through and get around, God can smooth it out. God can work it out. God can make a change. Moses says, you hear about the water. I see that. There are mountains on both sides. The armies are behind me. You just be still and watch what God does. That army that's behind us, today is the last time you're going to see them. I'm going to bring you out. I'm going to bring you through. That situation that you're going through right now, you won't realize that it was a miracle, that you were on the way through a miracle, until you get to the end of it. You won't realize until somehow that money that you didn't know was going to come came, and you were able to. That's a miracle. How'd this happen? That person that was giving you a hard time, they recognized that they shouldn't have been saying what they were saying. How'd they get through that? How'd I get through that problem? How'd this all change? You didn't realize that the miracle that you were in wasn't part of a miracle until you got to the end of it. It's a miracle right now. That problem that you're facing, it's a miracle right now. It just hasn't gotten to where God's going to take it. That problem that you're having right now, it's going to be solved. You just got to wait. You got to believe that you're in the middle of a problem. You're in the middle of a mess. You're in the middle of a miracle because of where God's going to take it. A miracle doesn't start on the day that God blesses you. The miracle starts when you start going through something, and the only way you're going to get through it is by God's blessing. It was already a miracle. It was a problem, but it was the way that God was going to help you to know what was necessary to bring you through. I'm reminded of a young man. Somebody said, why is this young man blind? Why was he born blind? Was it his mother was and father were sinful, or he sinned, or what's the story here? And Jesus said, no. It has nothing to do with that. See, that little young man was in the middle of a miracle because somehow he was going to be able to let people know who God is. I say it was giving God an opportunity to bless, giving God an opportunity to make a difference. What you're in right now is a miracle that you haven't seen the fruition of yet. You haven't seen how you're going to get through it. You don't know how you're going to possibly make it out, make it through. But when you've gone through it, and when you've seen what God can do, you'll be able to reflect back and testify about the goodness of the Lord. Those children of Israel, they've got a story to tell now. Those children of Israel, they can tell somebody, my God is real. They can tell somebody that no matter how far from possible it might appear, God can make a change. No matter how far your situation may seem from being able to come out with a blessing, let me tell you, God is able to turn that mess into a blessing. God is able to change your problem into something that you can look back on and say, God miraculously brought me through. My God miraculously brought me out. My God was able to make a change where a change was needed. I didn't know how we were going to get there. I can tell you a whole lot of times God's done things for me, and I thought there was no way out. I may have told you there was a time when I had about five jobs at the same time, and the main one, the contractor, lost the contract out of God. It was my main source of income. I don't know what we're going to do now. They lost the contract. I can't move forward. I can't work any more jobs. I was already working five. I'm in a situation. I'm in the middle of a mess. I got to go tell Bob. I don't know how we're going to make it now. We got to get through this. I didn't mention that I had just started before this. I had started tithing, Bob and I did. But I'm going to go there. Let me just tell you about the pit that we were in. We were at the bottom of a pit because with all the things I had and all those little jobs I was working at the same time, we didn't have enough to be able to make it through. There was no way that we were going to make it through. But you know what? That new contractor that won the contract brought me on. And he looked at my paperwork and said, is this all that you were making? Somehow, you should be making this amount. I didn't argue with that. So it looked like a real problem. Looked like there was no way out. I didn't know who to ask except God. And somehow he made a way out of no way. He's able to do that. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know who to ask except the Lord. And somehow he made a change. And somehow I could realize at that time, when I lost that job, when that contractor lost that contract, I was in the middle of a miracle. That man wasn't going to pay me as much as this new man did. That old contract was all right. I enjoyed what I was doing. And they were paying me what I accepted. But when somebody looked at it and knew where I should be from what I was doing. I don't know what your situation might be. But somebody here needed to hear this today. Otherwise, I would be preaching from Luke. That's where I was going. But God that made me know somebody needs to hear this message. Sometimes, you know, oh, man, I heard that before. That message, well, I'll tell you, is that the way I heard it, Jonah preached the same sermon is going to rain over and over. And somebody needed to hear it. They didn't all respond as they should. But it's all right to preach the message that God has for somebody out there. You see, this message isn't about what I want to preach. This is a message about what God wants me to tell. This message is God speaking to me to somebody who needs to know that they're in a problem that seems like it can't be solved. They're in a situation that looks like it can't change. They're going through something where it seems there's no way out, but they're just in the middle of a miracle, because when they get through and God gets done, they're going to be able to look back and testify about his goodness, about his power, and about his love. That's what God wants me to tell you. You're just in the middle of a miracle. Don't focus on how bad it is. Focus on who's going to bring you through and bring you out. Don't focus about how long it's been. Focus on the fact that he knows where you are. He knows what you're going through. And he is able. Yes, he is. I can tell you he's able. You've been through some things, and you know he's able. You've been through some situations. You know he's able. He brought you through some things you didn't think you could make it out of. There were times when it looked like there was no way, but he brought you through, Reverend Polker. There were situations that looked like they could not change. Oh, but thank God for Zion. Thank God, because of his love, I was brought out of that mess. I was blessed. I came from where I was. Because all that time I was traveling, I was just in the middle of a miracle that I can tell you about. I can tell you about some miracles. I can tell you about some trials. I can tell you about some difficulties. But you know, as I look back at it now, they're all setting me up. Setting me up. Setting me up to be blessed. Setting me up to have a testimony for somebody who might be going through something. Setting me up to be a powerful spokesman for a God who is able. He's able. I'm so glad he's able. He's going to bless you right where you are. You're in the middle. You're in the middle. You're in the middle of a miracle. Let's talk to God. Oh, our Father and our loving God. You put on my heart to tell somebody who feels like there's no way out. Somebody who feels like what they're going through, there's no way for them to make it through. I ask, Father, that you bless them right now by letting them know that this word that came was not the word that you had put on my heart earlier. But the word you put on my heart as I sat back here this morning, telling me to get up and tell somebody that what they're going through, the problems that they have, the situation that they find themselves in, is something that you're able to bring them through. May find mountains on the side, enemies behind you, water that cannot be crossed ahead of you, may feel boxed in to your situation. No matter how much the winds may blow and how stormy it may come, let us know that you're able to bring us through those storms, bring us through those situations. And while we're in the situations, we should be praising you even then, praising you, Father, because we know that we're just in the middle of a miracle. Father, you've built some testimonies in some hearts here, some folks who can look back and say, yeah, I was going through something. I had a situation, and God brought me through. There's some folks with some testimonies about medical situations. The doctor shook his head, but you laid your hands on him. They were just in the middle of a miracle. Some folks who didn't know how they were going to make it financially, but that's all right. You laid your hands on them, and somehow they found that they were able to not only make it through, but to prosper. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for those who are here right now who can say without a doubt, we have a God who's able to bring us out of our situations. So that we look back on our problems, look back on our situations, look back on our trials, look back on our tribulations, and say, we were just, my Lord, we were just coming through. We were just in the middle of a miracle. Thank you for your love. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for bringing us through over and over again. Thank you, Father, for blessing us with the faith to trust that wherever we are, we're just in the middle of a miracle. In the precious name, the powerful, the adorable name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 Please stand. My Lord. Somebody here has found themselves in the middle of a miracle. They don't realize it, or didn't realize it till God had me to tell you this morning. That's just a miracle you're going through. That's just a problem that's leading to a point where you have to look back and say, there was no way I could have made it if it hadn't been for the Lord. I could not have made it I could not have made it if it had not been for the Lord. I could not have come through if it had not been for Jesus. I couldn't have made it to where I am if Jesus wasn't where I am to hold my hand and bring me through and bring me out. There's somebody here right now who's been thinking a long time about giving themselves over to a God who loves them so much that they'll bring them through any situation. Let me tell you about that love. We had a situation. All of us had a situation. Because of our sin, because of who we are, our situation was we were on our way to hell. There was no way for us to make it by the offerings we gave, the things that we did, the work we may have done. But Jesus died on the cross. And so we're no longer in that problem anymore. We're no longer drenched in sin anymore. No, Jesus loved us so much that he died on the cross, providing us with an opportunity for salvation. He died on the cross. We were in sin, sinking deep in sin. We were in the middle of sin, but now we're on our way to glory. We're in the middle of sin, but God worked a miracle through Jesus Christ. All we have to do is accept him. All we have to do is recognize that he is the Son of the living God. Recognize that we can have salvation through him. And that miracle, that problem, that situation we were in, he will bring us through. Is there someone here who has not said yes to Jesus yet? He's already paid the price for your sin. He's just waiting for you to say yes and accept him. He may have already brought you through some things, but I'm telling you the most important thing that he can bring you through, he can bring you out of the debts of sin and put you on a road to salvation and eternal life. Is there someone who wants to say yes to him today? He's waited for you. He's been waiting for you all of your life. He's not waiting for you to get it right. He's not waiting for you to give up those habits. He's not waiting for you to put down that bottle. He's not waiting for you to change the things that you do. He wants you to come just as you are. Because you see, he can turn you into what he would have you to be. He can change your life. He can mold you into somebody special. You can't do that. You've tried to give up the habits. You've tried to give up the friends. He wants to touch your life. You need to just put yourself in his loving hands. Is there someone who wants to say, come? Maybe there's somebody who's already accepted Christ, already said yes to the Lord, already made commitments for the things that you were going to do for the Lord. But somehow you're not at the place where you said yes. You're not at the place where you made those commitments. But maybe while you're here in this household of faith, in this household of love, maybe you'd like to join with us to become a part of the First Mount Olive Baptist Church, to help us to become what God would have us to be, to help us to grow using the talents and gifts that God has given to you. Is there someone who wants to become a part of this church, this household of faith, this household of love? My Lord, my Lord, he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. My Lord, praise him. Praise him. Somebody ought to praise him. Oh, my Lord. My Lord. That first step into the aisle, that's the most difficult step. You'll find the Spirit will just be with you and pull you right on down front. There's someone else. He loves you so much. His arms are wide open. Praise him, my Lord. Don't know what you're going through. Don't know what you're going through. But this I do know. You're just in the middle. of America.